Do you believe in the biblical concept of an eye for an eye and a life for a life? Capital punishment is practiced in 180 countries. Over the last 10 years, half of the 180 countries have abolished capital punishment. 25% of the countries say that they will stop practicing execution by 2008. Some of the countries that carry out capital punishment do not want to get rid of it, because they say it affects the decline of the crime rate. Every day, many executions will continue. Too many times, innocent people have gone to their graves without a chance to defend themselves. Too many times, innocent people have gone to their graves without a chance to speak out. If this happens continually, then the purpose of the government is not being carried out properly. Nowadays, protesters regularly line up in front of prisons to fight against executions. Politicians want to have records that show they have executed a great number of criminals. They don't care if the prisoner was innocent or not. Money can fund the release of those who are convicted of a crime, whether they are guilty or not. As corrupt as it is, the rich often bribe those in charge of their trial by giving money to the judge. I don't think a corrupt system that favors the rich is fair in its treatment of poor and innocent prisoners. I think that a different platform needs to be set up so that the rich do not get out of jail time and the young and defenseless do not find themselves harshly punished for crimes they did not commit.